Well, this is a lovely book because this is a way, I think, of starting a dialogue mm-hmm. between children and parents, isn't it, about their sexuality. Mm-hmm. Is that one of the things that inspired you?
Well, one of the big things that inspired me was that I was in my mid-20s and I was still working through coming out to my family. I came out quite late and I wanted to talk about, you know, why I was still hesitating, what was there that was making me hesitate. And I looked at the pressures either from the schools I was speaking at, which are predominantly religiously affiliated, and I looked at other societal pressures and, you know, that fear of it changing the way people look at you. Because I wanted to be known as an author rather than as the gay author. And it took me a while to realize that I would rather they saw me for all of me than to not know a particular part of me. And writing this book was sort of me working through that process. And so whatever, like, I don't sit here and pretend to say this is the right way to come out and, you know, do this because there's nothing scary that's going to happen because of it. But I just want to show teenagers that, like, hey, this is sort of what I was thinking, and this is one way, one pathway that you could find out of this sort of maze.
I wonder whether, do you get fan mail then from young men who are going through this, who sort of saying, oh God, somebody understands what it feels like?
Yeah, and it was a big part of it, because what happened when the book came out, I actually had a school cancel a planned book launch because of it, because they didn't realise that I was gay until I came out on my blog a couple of days before the book came out. And it was this big thing, but then suddenly I was getting flooded with fan mail from students saying, look, we heard you speak 3 years ago, you were really great, and it means a lot to me that you're gay too. And I get a lot of emails, mostly from students around Australia, and it's just, there's something really powerful in representation, not only representation in texts, but, you know, when people are in the sort of limelight and you can see them going out there doing their things, because there's always that fear that, oh, once you own up to something, you know, there's nothing really wrong with being gay. No, not really wrong. There's absolutely nothing wrong with being gay. But there's that fear that others might see it as something wrong, and it might sort of dampen your career in some way. And I just want to put it out there that I think I've only really, really found my audience and really, really found what I'm good at now that I've been completely honest with that audience. And I want to promote that whenever it is safe to do so for young Australians, whether they be teenagers or older, to be honest with those around them. Because if you're holding stuff back, one, people sort of know, and two, it robs you of living your life to the absolute fullest.